Hey Gunwild Audio, this is Ms. Paytho, and I'm here to do the Jedi's Nerdiest Questionnaire. I actually ended up having some unexpected time alone in the house. The roommates are gone, so I figured I'd take advantage of it. Okay, so, question one. What episode of the Star Wars trilogy or prequel is your favorite and why? Okay, it's been quite a while since I've actually watched the movies. So, 4, 5, and 6, the story all blends together for me, and 1, 2, 3, it all kind of blends together. So, instead of being individual episodes. So, I'm going to say original trilogy is my favorite. It's just objectively better. I remember distinctly when 3 came out. I went to the theater to see it, and it was disappointing. We'll go with that. But I just love the story of the original trilogy and, you know, all that. So, yes. Who is your favorite character in Star Wars? It has been and will always be, for me, I think, R2-D2. Because I'm so impressed with how much sass they put in one robot. In a robot who doesn't have any actual lines. There's the cat. He gets whiny if, I don't know if you can hear him, but he gets whiny if you don't let him into a room. I'm in my bedroom right now, and he's peeking under my door and whining. Anyway, that might go on for a while, and I'm really sorry. But he'll give up here in a minute. Anyway, sorry, R2-D2. Words. Anyway, so I just always appreciated how much of a personality he had, even though he has no real lines. I mean, we know what he's saying through C-3PO, but still. It was impressive. So yeah, he's my favorite. Who is your favorite superhero? Okay, so I watched a lot of Justice League when I was a kid, but I just stopped being into superheroes in my teens, and I'm just now starting to get back into it. But I think I might have to go with The Flash, Barry Allen specifically, because his whole thing is that the world is moving so slowly for him. Because he moves so quickly, every, second is an eternity, you know, for him. But he always, no matter what, makes the effort to be nice and talk to everyone. And seeing him interact with... I just watched Young Justice, and seeing him interact with one of his villains, and he's so nice, he just sits him down, and, he says, hey man, you gotta take off the suit, you gotta go check yourself back in, okay? Like, that's the whole thing. He's just so good. I mean, all of the Justice League is good, but we have brooding good, like Batman. And, people questionably good, but we have Flash, who is just the personification of a hero. So, anyway, I'm more passionate about that than I thought I was. Anyway, so The Flash. What is my favorite comic book series? I've never really read comic books. I just, not really. I've been more into manga and graphic novels recently. And currently, I'm reading the manga of Death Note. I've seen the anime, I hadn't read the manga yet. And this manga called Pretty Face, which is, it's about a guy who gets in an in a bus crash, and he gets found by this doctor, this plastic surgeon, who recreates his face using a picture of a girl he had in his pocket, and this picture, and that girl he has a crush on, and so he ends up looking like her long-lost twin, and shenanigans happen, and with him trying to find the twin who ended up running away and so he can find her and get his body back, his face back, and all that. So, it's pretty funny. It's a fun series. But I also read this graphic novel that I was absolutely in love with called Blankets by Craig Thompson. It chronicles the author's journey from childhood through early adulthood, and it's a memoir kind of thing, but the art is so beautifully done, and it talks about his struggles with love and sexuality and religion and all of that, and it's just a beautiful work of art. It's a pretty large book, but it did not feel like it at all. So if you want a reading recommendation, go read Blankets. Favorite alcoholic beverage? Cat again. Sorry, kitty. So I take no shame in saying I love, fruity bitch drinks. Like, I'm... not much of a drinker in the past, so I'm still kind of exploring that. But yeah, fruity drinks in general, just, I'm good. But for every day, not, at a party, Smirnoff, Mike's hard, whatever. I don't like beer, so I drink bitch beer, so whatever. For those that like shots, I think my favorite shot is called an Irish breakfast, and it's Jameson, butterscotch schnapps in one shot glass, and a shot of orange juice in the other, and you shoot the Jameson, then you shoot the orange juice, and it tastes like breakfast in your mouth, and it's really weird. So what we discovered, if you shoot the Jameson, shoot the orange juice, and then eat a piece of bacon, it is an entire breakfast, whole nice round breakfast in your mouth, and it's so good. So, yes. What is my favorite video game console? As I was talking to another user about, the GameCube is, and will always be, my one true love. There are just so many great games for it. It was just a good system. It was indestructible. I'm clumsy, and so I've knocked that thing over so many times, and it still works. So, I'm actually currently playing Tales of Symphonia, which I is apparently as critically acclaimed, and I hadn't played it before, so I'm working on that. It is really good. The characters are just well developed, and the interactions are so great, and the main character is not pants. He's his own person, and you really just appreciate him for all of the characters for just being who they are. But yeah, so GameCube, always. What was my first video game console? I feel so young. I'm sorry. The first one my family ever bought for when I was a kid was the PlayStation 1. I played so much Spyro and so much Harry Potter 1. Yep. So much. I've finished Spyro 4 times, I'm pretty sure. It's just a fun game. It crapped out on us a couple years ago, and that was pretty sad. Spyro, I mean. So my first video game console that I bought with my own money was a PS2. But because I don't really care, still don't really care about the PS3, and I was PS2's where it's at, and so and it doesn't have backwards compatibility, so screw you PS3 and PS4. I'm so behind. Anyway, so that's the first one I bought with my own money. It was a PS2, and currently playing on that. I realized I never finished the first Kingdom Hearts, so I'm going back and doing that right now. And also playing the Persona series, Persona 3 specifically. I'm playing that with my partner. Which is, again, another game recommendation. Shin Megami Tensei, anything, is yes. What was your longest gaming session? Oh boy, I'm not actually sure. I'm pretty sure, it might be. I've definitely spent entire days just from my wake up to when I go to bed, with small breaks in between, playing Sims. Sims 3 specifically. I have a bit of a god complex in real life, and so that I kind of I want to control people around me, and that's a bad thing. So I just channel that into Sims, and you know, and they're all happy, and I can, you know, control fictional people, and it's all good, and it's okay, and no one thinks I'm a bitch. So, I would say, yeah, probably just, like, all-day sessions of Sims. What is my caffeinated beverage of choice? Coffee. I've said in previous questionnaires, I have an espresso machine at home, and that was such, thank you, Mom and Dad, for that Christmas present. I use it all the time. But I'm learning how to make, you know, fancy coffee drinks right now because I like them. And I don't want to spend $4 or $5 at a coffee place. I try not to go to Starbucks. We have a little, local coffee lounge in where I work that, uses a local business's coffee. And so I try to go to them. It's cheaper and it's better coffee. So, but yeah, I also drink tea and I like it quite a bit. I usually drink either chai or peppermint. But those are my main two. I just like caffeine. Surprisingly, if I go without caffeine, I don't get headaches or anything like that. So I think it's more like, I just like the taste of caffeinated beverages because I'm trying to kick my soda habit. It's so hard though. Dr. Pepper and Vanilla Coke is so good. I love soda. I've been really trying to cut back because it's not good for me, and I know that. So, anyway, rambles. Number 10. What fictional character would you want to have sex with? Many. Many. Oh gosh. I read a ton as a kid, and I still do. And so, another user and I were talking about Series of Unfortunate Events. I think my first, like, literary crush was Klaus. From that series, just, he was, you know, so smart, and he knew, you know, he could read a book and remember everything in it, and intelligence has always been a turn-on for me now. I mean, then it was just, oh, he's so smart. Of course, you know, growing up, I had a huge crush on Harry Potter, and when I got a little bit older, Draco Malfoy, a little bad boy sort of appeal, to me. I'm trying to think, like, movies. I will say Lee Pace is my TV husband. I would marry him right now. If he walked in the door and asked me, immediately. No questions. Pop my fingers. Mark Ruffalo. I'm just starting to get into Sherlock, and so I still think Benedict Cumberbatch has a weird face. He has such a weird face, but as Sherlock, his stage presence is just so alluring. So I'm going to say Sherlock. And Martin Freeman playing John Watson. Just, we can have a threesome, that's fine. We'll just do that. Anyway, so, yes, those people. And I'm sure there are more, but those are, we'll say, some of my top right now. Have you ever played D&D? Yes, I have. A couple of times. I do tabletop game, but currently, my favorite, I've gotten away from D&D, it's just too complicated, there's too much going on, too much to keep track of. So, what my group and I do now is in tabletop called Monsters and Other Childish Things, which is really fun, and it's a lot simpler, but still really rewarding as a system. Essentially, you're a child. That can be mean you're 5 years old, or you are, you know, 15, or you can play as adults. But usually, you're children, and your imaginary friends are real, and they can kill people or other monsters. We're currently in the middle of session of that. Of a campaign of that, excuse me. So, it's really fun, and the character creation is a lot more fluid, so, which I appreciate. And there's just less to keep track of. It's a much simpler system, and so it really, you know, the pace is a lot faster, I think. And then the other for one-shot RPGs is Everyone is John, which is the DM is John, and everybody else is the voices in John's head. And each voice has, like, three different levels of obsessions, which is things they want to get John to do. And, essentially the game, you know, you fight for control over John, and whoever, gets their, either their final goal or has the most points from their, you know, from achieving their goals at the end wins. And it ends if John dies or gets incarcerated or incapacitated in some way. So, it's really fun. It's good stuff. Okay, what was my first video game? Oh, the first video game. I'm gonna say my first video game. I assume Pong was the first. But my first video game, oh crap, I don't even remember, like, what the first ever video game I played was. I mean, my parents were really, like, back in the day, were really into, like, educational video game, like, computer games, so I'm sure I played those, but for, like, real. I still think Spyro. I think it was Spyro. Or Harry Potter 1. But I'm pretty sure it was Spyro. The first one. Yeah. Who's my doctor? I know David Tennant is very, very popular. Like, you know, he is a lot of people's doctor. But mine is Nine. Eccleston. Right? That's how you say his name? Christopher? Anyway. Yeah, number Nine. The Are You My Mummy episode where he, you know, at the end he's like, this is it, no one has to die today. We can do this and nobody has to die. Like, still, like, just gives me shivers. I just really appreciated, like, the way he interacted with Rose, so, as well, and just, yeah, his entire persona. So number Nine's my doctor. Star Trek or Wars? As much as I appreciate Star Wars, Star Trek all the way. I am such a Trekkie. I've watched, you know, the original Next Generation, Voyager, all of that. And Next Generation's my favorite. Because, I mean, for many reasons. As a kid, I really admired Counselor Troy. But I've always had an enormous crush on Patrick Stewart's portrayal of Jean-Luc Picard. Oh my god, yeah, that's a generational thing. We, you know, all the women in my family are, you know, yes, if, again, one of those, yes, let's marry him, yes, immediately, have his babies. And of course, yeah, just that entire, yeah, that series is definitely my favorite. But yeah, Star Trek all the way. Oh yeah, of course, I mean, so I think everybody who watches Star Trek has their, you know, crushes. So Jean-Luc Picard and Data, for me, I think it's an intelligence thing, I don't know, but I always had a huge thing for Data. I don't know. Have I ever been to San Diego Comic-Con? I haven't. I don't even live that far away. Like, it's a plausible drive / flight. Like, I could do it. It's just expensive. But I would love to, or actually any con. I've never been to a con, and I think that would be a really great experience. I'd have to go low budget, so my cosplay, I could do Penny from, Dr. Orville's sing-along vlog. I think I'd go as her. So, anyway, alright, wow, alright, we're at the end. So, I, hope you enjoyed, my ramble here. Wow, we're at 19 minutes. I think it's the longest one I've done. Maybe. I'd have to check. Anyway, alright. Thanks for listening. And this was Jedi's Nerdiest Questionnaire. And so, goodbye. I hope to hear you all soon.